The current 10-mile rail spur transports coal to UNC's cogeneration plant on Cameron Avenue in Chapel Hill. The project aims to eventually transform the existing rails into a multimodal trail, as well as explore developments in housing and economic growth for Carrboro, Chapel Hill, and the university. The project is a combined effort between the towns, UNC, and Southern Environmental Law Center. In 2023, the university and SELC jointly commissioned Central Pines Regional Council to facilitate grant applications for planning along the trail. The project partners seek to collaboratively envision, plan, and seek grant funding opportunities for the transformation project. In an interview with 97.9 The Hill, Chapel Hill Mayor Jess Anderson said the agreement helps start a conversation between the partners about what can happen when the university moves away from burning coal at its cogen plant.
So that being proactive now, having a plan in place, then, you know, hopefully sooner rather than later, when the university transitions away from coal, that entire railroad line can be transitioned into something much better and more exciting.
North Carolina State Senator Greg Meyer, who presented the cogen transformation project to the council at a meeting on September 25th, said the rail line transformation project consists of three pieces: a downtown section through the central core of Chapel Hill and Carrboro, a suburban piece through neighborhoods and areas of future development, and a rural, recreational section through more Orange County neighborhoods in Woodland. Meyer added the formal commitment helps align the project's goals with various town and county interests. For example, he cited the Green Tract, a property jointly owned by Orange County and the towns of Carrboro and Chapel Hill. As a site where there's active planning for development, he said it's an important piece of land to be strategically thinking ahead for.
And I think the way you develop the Green Tract might look different if you think about having a greenway attached to it than having a rail line.
For Chapel Hill, Anderson said converting the existing tracks to trails would be a fantastic addition to the town's complete community strategy. She added the project also presents an opportunity to build housing and commercial spaces along the greenway. Before any actual transformation can occur, though, Meyer explained UNC has to first move away from burning coal and eliminate the need for the rail line. But he said preliminary conversations between the partners means there would be a plan ready to go for when UNC successfully makes that transition. Anderson said there's plenty of interest from the university to do so, but it's a complex issue.
There are definitely folks on campus who are working hard to try and figure that out. It's just there is not an alternative right now, as particularly one that would be better for the environment.
The mayor also cited financial constraints that accompany transitioning away from burnable fuels. But she said the project's potential for economic development could help the university speed up the process. For example, it unlocks university-owned land adjacent to the tracks. According to Meyer, they are likely the largest pieces of property contiguous to the main university UNC will have access to.
And for a university that's actively trying to figure out how do we transport thousands of workers and students onto campus every day, having something that might turn into a multimodal corridor would be a significant transportation advantage for their long-term strategic needs as well.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Emma Cook.